The increase in obesity could lead to as many as 1,500 more cancers a year in Britain by the year 2010. Cancer Research UK, which carried out the survey, claims that too few people are aware of the link between excess weight and the risk of developing tumours.
Louise Diss is determined she'll never go back to the days when she weighed over 20 stone. She knew it wasn't good for her, but she had no idea her weight was putting her at greater risk of developing cancer. Then doctors found an abnormal growth in her womb. In the end, it wasn't cancer, but the scare was her spur to lose weight.
I was absolutely determined to do something about it. I've got children. I want to live to be old and healthy. And I realised that I was worth more than, getting ill and getting old, or getting ill before I got old.
She's not alone. There's widespread ignorance of the cancer risks of being overweight. After smoking, obesity is one of the biggest preventable causes of the disease. But according to Cancer Research UK, only 29% of overweight or obese people know that. They say excess weight causes 3.8% of all cancers, and if obesity rates keep rising, there'll be 1,500 extra cases a year by the end of the decade.
It's very worrying because obviously these are cancers that are largely preventable by changes to lifestyle. So it's important that we get the message out there and encourage people to find ways to reduce their risk of cancer where they can.
But with one in four Britons now clinically obese, we're used to hearing warnings about the risks. The question is whether this one will be able to make a difference. Jane Hughes, BBC News.
NASA has said it plans to start work on a permanently occupied base on the moon. It's thought the centre could be used as a staging post for any manned mission to Mars. James Westhead reports.